Chazar zeh nishul bachi chesel shagam from Yehuda Masechet of Pesachim daf kuf tezayin. The Mishnah said, "Af al pi she'ein chayrosis mitzvah." If you can understand a mitzvah, why are you using it altogether? So Rami said it kills the poison or the worms of the lettuce. So Rashi said the cure for one who is sickened by the poison of lettuce is to eat radishes. The cure for the poison of the radishes is leek. The cure for the poison of leek is to drink hot water. The cure for all these poisons is hot water as well. And while waiting for the hot water to be brought, there's a lachash to be for him to say as well. What's the purpose of this mitzvah? Blazy said it's as a remembrance for the apple tree. The Charoisis has apples in it, so it's the apple trees under which the Yiddish woman gave birth in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yechanan said it's a remembrance for the cement that the Yidden work with. Abaya said, therefore we should make Charoisis that is tart from the apples and thick like cement. Abraisa says the spices in the Charoisis are a remembrance for the straw. The tavlin is like fetevin, used by the Yidden in their work, and the Charoisis itself is a remembrance for the cement. Zok the Mishnah, at this point, the second cup of wine is poured, and the son, if he is smart, asks the father, why are we pouring another cup if we haven't yet begun to eat? That's the way the Rashbam explains what would be asked. If the son is not smart enough, the father teaches him to ask the Manash Tana as follows. He asks, why is this night different than all other nights, in that on all nights we eat chametz or matzah, and tonight we eat only matzah. On all other nights we eat all the vegetables, tonight we only eat marah. On all other nights we eat cooked or roasted meat, but tonight we only eat roasted meat. On all other nights we dip once, but tonight we dip twice. The father then answers based on the intelligence level of the son. He begins the answer with some embarrassment and ends with praise. He says the Haggadah from Aramid Ovid Avi until the end. Zakt Gemara Braisa says if the son is smart enough, the son asks the questions. If he is not, then the wife should ask. If she is not, then he should ask himself. Even if two Talmidechem who know all of the Hilchos Pesach are sitting together, they must ask each other. The Mishnah said, Manishtana Alayla Zevechulu. Rava asks, we typically don't dip at all. So why does he phrase the question as if it's normal to dip even once? The Gemara says the question is, all other nights of the year we are not obligated to dip even once. But tonight we are obligated to dip twice. Rav Safra asks, we dip twice only to get the children to ask. This can't be said to be an obligation. Rather, the question is, on all other nights we do not even dip once. But tonight we dip twice. Mishnah said, Maschil b'gnus u'mesayim b'shvach. What is the embarrassing thing that we begin with? Rav said we begin discussing how our ancestors worshipped Avodah Zarah. Shmuel said we begin discussing how we were slaves of Avodah Mayinu. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel said, whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach is not yoy to their obligation. The three things are Pesach, which is brought to remember how Hashem jumped over our houses when killing the Egyptian Bechayim. Matzah is the second thing, which is brought to remember how the Yidden were rushed out of Mitzrayim with their dough on their backs, which baked in the sun and therefore became matzah. And the third thing is Marah, to remember how bitter our lives were in Mitzrayim. Zok the Mishnah, a Pasuk says, Osa Hashem li. This teaches that every person is obligated to view himself as having left Mitzrayim. The Dr. Mishnah then ends with the bracha of Lefikach, like we say in the Haggadah today, and then begins to recite Halal. Beis Shammai say he begins the first parak of Halal at this point. Beis Hillel say he begins with the first two parakim of Halal at this point. So the Mishnah, after saying this part of Halal, he ends with the bracha which discusses Geula, redemption. Rabbi Tarfon says this bracha begins with Baruch Atah, but does not end with that. Rabbi Kiva says a much longer version of the bracha is said, like we taka say today, and the bracha ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Rava said, one must say the pasuk of V'yaisanu haitzi misham. He took us out of there. Rava said when one discusses the matzah, like as stated by Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, he must lift the matzah. When discussing the marah, he must lift the marah. When discussing the Pesach, he does not need to lift the roasted meat. And in fact, he actually should not lift the roasted meat because it looks like he's making the meat kodesh outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yaakov said regarding the Haggadah, it says, Ba'av vorzeh, and by Ben Sayer Omayer, also the pasuk begins, we're saying Beneinu Zeh through Gzeir Shavu. We learn that just like a blind person, a blind parent can't make a Ben Asari Mar, so too a blind person is potter from the Agoda. In fact, Maremer said that Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheshes, who were both blind, would each lead the Haggadah at the Seder. So obviously you see that blind people are not potter. Mar says they must have held that the Matzah today is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, they can say the Haggadah, which is also only the Rabbanon. However, they would agree that their Raisa, they would not have been chayiv in the mitzvah of Haggadah. That would mean that Rabbi Yaakov must hold that matzah today is deraisa. However, we find that he says it's only derabbanon. And for the Gemara, he holds it's derabbanon, but he holds it derabbanon where Masakin can end deraisa. They instituted similar to deraisa, and therefore blind people he holds are potter as well. For the acting Gemara, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes surely hold this way as well. So how could they say? How could they have said the Haggadah? How could they have led the Haggadah? And for the Gemara, they held blind people to be chayiv even deraisa. The word zeh by Ben Sawyer and Meir they say is extra because the pasuk could have said who instead of zeh. And therefore we can say that it comes to accept the blind person from this parasha Ben Sawyer and Meir. However, the word zeh by the Haggadah by Pesach is not extra, and there is therefore no reason to learn that from that it comes to teach that blind people are potter.